Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lehodia libneha adam giburotav, to tell other people about his strengths. Besides for our personal avodah of thanking and praising Hashem for everything He gives us and does for us, we're also supposed to tell others about the strengths of Hashem and His goodness. Every time we say that pasuk in Ashrei, we should have in mind that we're asking Hashem to give us the merit to be able to teach other people about the glory of His kingship. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sha'arei Teshuvah Perek Dalet, there is one avera that cannot be atoned for in this world until the day of a person's death. Even if he took all the conventional steps of Teshuvah, it will not be enough. And that is for the sin of Hilul Hashem, desecrating the name of Hashem. However, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, there is one way that a person can receive atonement. In his words, if Hashem will help the person to sanctify his Torah in front of other people and teach others about his strengths and the glory of his kingship, that will undo the negative effects of the Hilul Hashem and remove it from his record. Teaching people about Hashem and getting them to believe in Him more is a great avodah, but we need siyata dishmaya to be able to have to make an impression on others and truly get them to believe in the greatness of Hashem. Each time we talk to people, it's a potential opportunity to sanctify Hashem's name. When we tell others a story about ourselves, if we will insert how it was Hashem who orchestrated the events and how grateful we are to Hashem for doing it, that will hopefully teach others to do the same. A woman who is growing in religion recently sent me an email with 7 different stories about how she so clearly saw Hashem helping her in so many different ways. One of those stories was about when she wanted to become more religious and make her home completely kosher. She wanted her husband to put on tefillin and pray every day, as well as learn Torah. But where would she begin? She tried contacting a couple of rabbis, but they were very busy and didn't really know her. She decided she would send a message to an organization that helps kosher homes. In minutes, a rabbi responded. Turned out, that was a rabbi that she knew from years ago, and he was so happy to find out that she wanted to grow in religion now. He said he personally volunteered to help her every step of the way. He answered all of her kashrut questions. He dipped all of her dishes. She mentioned to him that she wanted her husband to learn. Maybe he know of someone who could help. He said, no problem, I'm going to teach him. Not only did he teach her husband how to put on tefillin, but now he learns with him twice a week. The siyata dishmaya that she got was amazing. And at the end of her story, she added the most beautiful words. She said she loves doing chesed with people who are down and out. And when they offer to repay her, she tells them, I want you to know Hashem sent me here as His messenger to help you. He loves you and wants the best for you. You could repay me by smiling and realizing how much Hashem does for you. She loves to spread the glory of Hashem to people. This is such a precious avodah, and everybody could do it. Sharing stories of emunah, giving people chizuk that Hashem can help them. It makes a kiddush Hashem and has the awesome power to undo the negative effects of Hilul Hashem. Have a great day.